We are in the midst of the last week of the liturgical year. A new liturgical year begins next week, next Sunday, or this coming Sunday, actually, is a better way to put it, with the first Sunday of Advent, that is year B, because there's only 3 years in the cycle. In the previous times, when prior to Vatican II, there was only 1 year in the cycle, but now there are three. Year A, B, and C. And so we are ending year A, and we're about to go to year B. And the big difference between the 2 years, or 3 years actually, because C, is the readings. So our focus this past year has been on the Gospel of Matthew. Now our focus will be on the Gospel of Mark, and next year it'll be on the Gospel of Luke. And the Gospel of John is heard in the midst of all of them. So we're going to hear more of the Gospel of John this year than we would in the other two, because the Gospel of Mark is the shortest and the first of the Gospels. Hi, my name is Father Robert J. Carr. I am the administrator of St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, and I welcome you to our broadcast, which comes to you every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, it is Tuesday, and we are continuing through this final week of the liturgical year. And as we look at this week, and as we prepare for the coming liturgical year, it may be a good time for us to kind of contemplate, what is it that we are all about? What is our prime mission? As we know, the prime mission of the church is the salvation of souls. So we, as members of the church, need to have that as our prime mission, the salvation of souls. And as I explained to the morning show, that is the role of every single Catholic. We all have a role in the salvation of souls. It's not just for the priests and the religious and the bishops and the Pope. It is for each and every Catholic. And each and every one of us have a unique way of doing it that the Lord has given us specifically, that it is because the Lord is gracing you that you're able to touch people's lives in ways that no one else can do that, because they're not in the same situation you are. One of the important things to keep in mind is how central prayer is got to be in order for us to do the work of God. And if you think about that, that makes sense. Because we have to be in touch with God in order to make the full understanding, or to have the full understanding of how to do His will. We can't just assume that we can do it. I've talked here on the radio show, and it's also going to be in my upcoming book, which will be coming out early next year, what I call Brighto Catholics. And Brighto Catholics are the Catholics, and I guess the Christians of other denominations as well, are people who say, who without thinking what God wants them to do, make their own decision of what they think God wants them to do. Now, I get the name from the Three Stooges. If you've ever seen the episode, and maybe you can look it up on YouTube or something to see if you can find it, where they're selling Brighto. And they're told to go out and sell Brighto, and they go out and sell this stuff called Brighto, and they never asked what it does. So they do all kinds of things. Oh, it'll do this. And one of the scenes is Curly goes and he says, it'll shine up your car. And they put the Brighto on the side of a car and it takes the paint off. So you can see that's kind of like what we have to understand. If we try to live our faith without prayer, we become Brighto Catholics, meaning we think we know what God wants us to do, but we really don't. And so that's one of the important things, is to be in touch and to be people of prayer. That is absolutely essential to every single one of us if we're going to do the mission of God. If you want to tell me, and I talked about this yesterday during the homily that you heard on Monday's show, yesterday's show, if you know every rule of the church, and you decide you're going to follow every rule of the church, which is fine, understand that if you follow the rules of the church perfectly, you have lived perfectly the minimum standard. But if you know every rule of the church and you follow the rules of the church, but you're not praying, then you will never fully comprehend how to live the wisdom of God. So prayer is essential for each and every one of us on a regular basis. And I don't mean regular basis mean once a week. I mean daily. And it's important to share our lives with God all the time. We really want to be in touch with God through prayer because He is the one who created us and is calling us to His mission of leading everyone around us to the salvation of souls. So prayer has to be essential. And prayer will transform us. Prayer will change us. Prayer will make us totally different people if we are people of prayer. But if we don't pray, and we're not praying, and then we're seeking to do the will of God, then we're right back to being Brighto Catholics. We think we're doing what is God's will, but we never asked Him. So we don't want to be Brighto Catholics. We want to be people who get ourselves in touch with the Lord and know how to do His will and trust that God will lead us to do His will. I was just before, in preparation for the show, I was looking at a lot of quotes by saints, including St. Carlo Acutis. And prayer is essential in everything they say. We're going to talk more about this at the other side of the break. You're listening to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish here on WROL. 950 AM, 100.3 FM, Monday through Friday. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And we will be right back right after this message about reading the Bible. Have you wanted a plan of Bible reading but didn't know which readings to check out or even where to begin? Well, how about looking at the Church's daily readings? You can find them at the website of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. Just go to bible.usccb.org and click on the date that pops up on that page. There are other options on that page as well. That is bible.usccb.org and click on the date and you will see the daily readings for your own prayer and Bible study. This is a prayerful tip from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Remember that you can contact us through our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. Just click on Contact, and if you want to send a message, or you can also send a prayer request at the other menu item called Prayer Request and send us something you want us to pray for, especially for the morning show. Whatever the case may be, we have a lot going on at CatholicAudioMedia.com. We have a blog there. We update it twice a week. We have a way to contact us. You can also listen to the shows, both the morning show and the show that you're listening to right now. You can listen to the archive, or you can click on the little app there, and you can connect into the website that has them. But both of the shows are there, and you can see how to contact us and how to listen to the shows and everything else. That is it, again, at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, we're talking about the importance of prayer and how the saints understood that prayer was essential. As a matter of fact, everything about the saints was rooted in that they were in touch with the Lord, because that's what it's all about. There's a lot of Catholics, and other Christians are aware of this. There are a lot of Catholics that believe that how to get to heaven is what we do is we do good things, and then eventually we get ourselves to heaven. And when we get to heaven, it's there we meet Christ for the first time. But it's not that. That's not what it means to be a Catholic. We're called to be people of prayer. Pope Francis says that we have to regularly pray and have prayer, and again, a real solid prayer on a daily basis if we're going to live our mission as Catholics. And all the saints talked about the importance of being people of prayer. And there, as we grow in our prayer, we see how to live our life. And the Lord will also show us ways to change our lives that maybe we didn't understand that we were called to change. Maybe we discover something, a sin, that we didn't realize it was a sin. Maybe we discover a strength to turn away from a sin or a bad habit that we didn't think we had. Whatever the case may be. But what's important is to understand that prayer And what that prayer does is helps us to grow in wisdom, because as we grow in wisdom, we have a deeper understanding of what it means to be a servant of Christ and how we're called to live. And one of the things that's important is understanding that we're called to live in so many ways, and part of that is through attitudes that we learn through our prayer. One of the fascinating quotes that you see from Blessed Carlo Acutis, who again, remember, he died at the age of 15. He was only 15, and he is a blessed. And we look at that and say, and if you can come up with an excuse of why you can't be a saint, well, I think that throws it out. You can say, well, whatever. Well, he was 15. What kind of an excuse can you come up with that he at 15 showed us how to be a saint? But one of the things he said was to always focus on Christ. And if we're always focused on Christ, that's where our joy is. And that's so important, because that's how we learn in prayer how to live our life, by being focused on Christ. And when we focus on Christ, that leads us to be transformed. But that requires prayer, as I say. And it requires that daily form of prayer to say, Lord, I'm having a hard time. Lord, I just lost my temper in traffic. And I really wish I didn't do that. And I'm sorry for doing that, but I'm really frustrated. That's a form of prayer as well, by the way. That's not happening right now. I am not driving, obviously. But that's a form of prayer. And it's being honest of how you feel. Now, for example, in my own experience, I happen to be one of those people that is affected by the time of year. So, and I can time it. And I actually have to plan my year around it. It goes from the end of October or the beginning of November, it can go anywhere around that, all the way to the beginning of January. And I literally can time it. So here we are in the middle of November, the end of November, and I am in the midst of that very difficult period for me. I just have a tremendous loss of energy. So I have to work around that. So bringing myself into prayer and speaking to the Lord about how it might be difficult to do something that I could do much easier and will be able to do much easier, 2 months either way, is important, to be able to say, Lord, I'm struggling to smile today because I don't have the energy. It's something that happens to me every year. It's going on my entire life. And so I know that, but I bring that in prayer. We'll talk more tomorrow. You know, we have a website for our programs that will connect you to the parish, the blog, various ways to contact us. And if you have been touched by our program, a way to show your support through your donation. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. It's updated regularly with blog posts and podcasts of the program. So stay connected with us and tell us how this show has touched your heart. CatholicAudioMedia.com.